Cyberspace Devotee in Luxembourg, that beautiful little country we passed several times in the car. And now you see it, now you don't. Well, he has a question on karma. Say, an abusive wife, is she creating karma? Then she gets abused and her husband's creating karma for abusing her? In short, karma means action. So everything that you do is an action. And a reaction to an action also creates karma. There are big karmas and little karmas and good karmas and bad karmas and all mixed up karmas. But keep in mind that karma means action, and every action has a reaction. We know that. So if you do good, good will come back to you. But some bad might come back to you also, because maybe sometime or another in a past life, perhaps, you did some bad things and they will come back to you. Karma can be mitigated. That means diluted. You hurt somebody's feelings, you can mitigate the karma by saying, "I'm sorry." And then their feelings change. That means you have changed the karma that will come back to you at some later time. We're going to be in Europe in August this year. A travel study program which we call Inner Search. We're traveling the Holland American Line. There'll be 30, 40 of us, all meditating every day on the ship and stopping in 8 countries, and we hope to see you. We hope you come and visit us, or even travel with us. Thank you for your very good question on karma. It's a wonderful discussion. If you have more questions along the same lines, we can dig deep into the laws of karma.